Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call an echo chamber edit, a tight, old-school jungle-style amen call-and-response riff that feels clean, punchy, and ready to drop into a modern drum and bass track in Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is this: we are not just chopping an amen break. We're making it respond like a musical instrument. That's the difference between a loop and a real jungle phrase. Classic jungle energy comes from phrasing and contrast. One half of the break says something, the other half answers. Then the space between those two moments creates movement. That forward motion is what makes the groove feel alive. So we're going to build a two-bar riff that gives you that statement and reply feeling. We'll keep it practical, intermediate friendly, and very much in the resampling mindset. Print it, cut it, process it, print it again. That's the workflow. Open Ableton Live 12 and start with a fresh project. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a really classic old-school feel, 172 BPM is a sweet spot. It has that urgent jungle pace without feeling too manic. Now bring in a clean amen break sample. If it's stereo and a little raw, that's perfect. We'd actually want character here. We do not need a hyper-polished drum loop. We want something that already has attitude. Turn warp on. Line up the first transient properly, and choose your warp mode carefully. Beats mode is often the best place to start, because it keeps the break edges sharp. If the sample stretches badly, then try Complex Pro, but only if you really need it. Also, before you start adding plugins, trim the clip gain so the break is peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 8 dB. That gives your processing room to breathe. Now duplicate the track. One copy is your original source, the other is your working print track. This is a really useful habit, because it keeps you from destroying your clean reference while you experiment. From here, you have two good ways to work. You can slice the amen to a drum rock, or you can work directly in audio and arrangement view. If you want fast control and easy triggering, slice to a new MIDI track using transients. If you want to move quickly with resampling decisions, stay in audio and chop the waveform directly. For this lesson, think in terms of a one-bar call first. Build a pattern with a strong opening kick and snare shape, a small pickup, and maybe one or two ghost hits near the end of the bar. The goal is to make the phrase feel like a clear statement. Then build the response by changing the last quarter note or eighth note so it actually answers the call. This is important. Don't just repeat the same pattern. Make it reply. Maybe the response is shorter. Maybe it has a different slice order. Maybe it leaves more air. The point is contrast. A really useful trick here is to vary timing and density instead of only changing sample choice. One bar can be more open, the next can be busier. That little change in energy is what creates the conversation. Now let's shape the break with stock Ableton devices. On the break track, add EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and if needed, a glue compressor. Start with EQ8. High pass anything below about 25 to 35 Hz to clear out rumble. If the break sounds boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. Then add drum bus. Push the drive a little, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom low or off for now, and bring the transients up slightly if you want more snap. After that, add saturator and drive it gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip can be really useful here if the peaks get too sharp. If you want a bit of glue, add glue compressor with a slow attack and medium release. You only want about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing this. We're just knitting it together. Remember, the amen break has very strong transient information. That's the magic. We want it to stay alive, not flattened. A little saturation and bus shaping helps it cut through a dense DNB mix without needing huge EQ boosts. Now we get to the heart of the lesson, the echo chamber resample. Create a new audio track and label it something like Amen Echo Print. Set its input to resampling, arm the track, and play your edited break loop. On the source track, or on a return track, add a short delay style effect. Ableton Echo is perfect for this. Keep it tight. Try a delay time of 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 10 to 25%, and filter the repeat so the top end is softened. You can add a little modulation if it helps widen the tail, but don't overdo it. This is not about making a huge wash. It's about creating a chamber-like afterimage of the break. Print that performance as audio. This is where the fun happens, because now you have a version of the break with some natural space and movement baked in. That printed layer often feels more alive than anything you could fake later with plugins. Once you have the resampled audio, drag it onto a new track or keep it in arrangement view and start cutting it up. Use your split command to separate it at transients or phrase points. Now you can build the response section from the echo material itself. This is a great move. take a snare tail or a ghost hit from the resample, shift it a 16th later, leave a tiny gap before the next hit, and let the printed echo answer the dry break. That gap is doing a lot of work. Silence in jungle is never really empty. It's momentum. A strong pattern is to let the dry break make the call in beats 1 and 2, then let the echoed material answer in beats 3 and 4. You can even leave a little pickup into the next bar if you want a more natural phrase. And here is a pro move. Keep the response shorter than the call. If both phrases are equally busy, the conversation gets muddy. The whole point is that the answer feels like an answer. It should complement the call, not compete with it. At this stage, use tiny edits to shape the feel. Duplicate slices, mute one hit, or shorten a tail. That's often where the real swing comes from. The first bounce is a draft. Treat it like a draft. Listen once, then make one surgical change. Move a chop, shorten a tail, remove a hit. That kind of focused edit is usually more powerful than trying to redesign the whole thing. Now bring in the little details that make old school D&B breathe. Add ghost notes. Add fills. Add micro variation. Maybe tuck a ghost snare a little early or a little late. Maybe add a hat tick at very low velocity if you're using a drum rack. Maybe throw in a reverse slice leading into the next bar. Maybe use a tiny rim or break fragment just before the downbeat. The key is not to change everything at once. Every two bars, change one element only. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be the basic call response. Bars 3 and 4 can add one extra ghost snare. Bars 5 and 6 can remove a hit to create space. Bars 7 and 8 can add a little fill or reverse moment. That's how you keep the loop feeling alive without losing its identity. Now, even though this lesson is focused on drums, I want you to check the riff against a bass placeholder early. Drop in a simple sine sub with operator, or a rough restyle layer with wavetable or analog. Keep the sub mono below 80 Hz, and if needed, sidechain or automate volume so the kick and snare still punch through. This is about making sure your break edit actually survives in a real arrangement. If the call and response feels exciting with just a simple sub underneath, you're in the right zone. At this point, arrange it like a real track section instead of a loop. Think intro, drop, switch up, turnaround. For example, you could do an 8-bar intro with filtered break fragments and echo tails, then an 8 or 16-bar drop phrase with the full riff. After that, create a 4-bar switch up, where you remove the first kick or move the snare response earlier. Then finish with a 2-bar turnaround using your echo print, a fill, and a clean restart. Automation is your best friend here. Use auto filter to darken and open things up. Automate echo feedback at the end of a phrase to send the energy into the next section. Use utility gain for quick dropouts. Maybe add a touch of reverb automation for transition moments. Keep it DJ friendly. Jungle arrangements work so well when they give the mixer room and then hit fast. Once the riff feels right, print the whole thing again. Commit to auto. This is where the energy locks in. Save the dry edit, the echo print, and the final arrangement print as separate versions. Name them clearly so you can move fast later. Something like Amen Call 01, Amen Response 01, Amen Echo Print, Amen Final Riff. Clean naming is not glamorous, but it saves sessions. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, to not drown the break in reverb or delay. If it starts sounding like dub techno, you've gone too far. Keep the echo chamber short and filtered. Second, don't make the response too similar to the call. Change the rhythm, not just the volume. Third, watch the low end. High pass the break lightly, keep the sub separate, and check your mix in mono. Fourth, don't overcompress the amen. If the transients disappear, back off. You want punch. And fifth, make sure the arrangement actually moves. Every 4 or 8 bars, automate something, mute something, or change the density. If you want a darker, heavier result, try printing a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the break, drive that copy harder with saturation or drum bus, and blend it quietly underneath the clean version. That gives you underground grit without losing clarity. Also, filter the echo print aggressively, especially below about 150 to 250 Hz, so the chamber adds vibe without muddying the kick and sub. One more advanced idea. Flip the response role. On one pass, let the echoed material lead and have the dry break answer. That inversion can be incredibly effective as a second half variation. You can also try a half-bar response after a 1-bar call, or add a stutter reply by repeating one snare slice twice at low velocity before the final hit. For a quick practice challenge, spend about 15 minutes making one variation. Choose a different amen or break fragment. Make a 1-bar call with 3 to 5 chops. Make the response only from resampled echo material. Add one ghost note and one empty gap. Process with EQ8, saturator, and echo. Resample the full tubar loop. Then make two versions, one more open and dry, the other darker with more echo and grit. Compare them in mono at lower volume. The one that still feels like a statement and a reply is probably the winner. So the main takeaway is this. Build the Amen riff as a call and response phrase, not a static loop. Use resampling to capture grit, space, and performance energy. Keep the break punchy with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and light compression. Make the response different enough to feel like a true answer. Arrange it for real D&B use. Protect the low end. Commit to auto, and let the small edits do the heavy lifting. If you do that, you're not just making a breakbeat loop. You're building a proper jungle weapon.